Health, housing and well-being. I live well. Living in stable, affordable and accessible housing and having access to appropriate healthcare and sport and recreation opportunities is key to people's health and well-being. We are working to make these core rights and services more accessible and better suited to people with disability. We also continue to advocate for better maternal, child, family, youth and aged persons' healthcare that meets the needs of people with disability. Health services. We are taking a sector-wide approach to reinvigorating disability action plans across public and community health services. This includes making more effective use of policy and funding guidelines to set expectations around disability action planning. We are also using quality reports to identify good practice initiatives that can be more widely promoted. Bendigo Health has undertaken a project in collaboration with other healthcare providers in the Loddon Mallee region and the Department of Health and Human Services to improve the access to and responsiveness of health services for people with disability. Bendigo Health's emergency department provides an advisory service to outlying hospitals, nursing homes, general practices and acute care facilities. The service is used to expedite transfer and admission or to discuss the best referral method to access acute care for patients. A trial was undertaken to expand the service by providing advice via telehealth for patients who may exhibit challenging behaviours in some hospital settings. During the trial, a father whose child usually requires maximum assistance to visit a hospital or GP, such as a police and ambulance escort, was able to collect the medication required after a diagnosis, and treatment was made possible via telehealth. Quote from a father of a child with disability. For people like my son, who are not able to access the emergency department or even a GP easily, telehealth is the answer. Instead of calling police, ambulance and his carer to sedate and bring him to the ED, I was able to go and collect the medication he needed. This is easy. End quote. Housing. We have undertaken the following actions to address the need for affordable, suitable and secure housing for people with disability. Secured the largest ever Victorian investment in housing affordability. Committed over $820 million since March 2016 in additional housing and homelessness support for low-income and vulnerable Victorians, including those with disability. This builds on $2.1 billion of financial instruments to support the community housing sector. This will deliver around 6,000 new social and affordable housing properties, including the renewal of up to 2,500 ageing public housing dwellings, and support up to 19,000 people at risk of homelessness. The Victorian Housing Register was launched in 2017, allowing people to complete a single, streamlined online application for a wider range of social housing options. The register prioritises people with an urgent need for housing assistance, including people with disability who receive independent living assistance or care. Health promotion. We provided funding to Women with Disabilities Victoria to identify how sexual and reproductive health of women with disability can be improved. Family Planning Victoria developed a disability-specific educational resource about reproductive and sexual health for use in schools. Quote from a secondary teacher, Bulleen Heights School. An amazing resource that is scaffolded and provides a great insight into the topic. A good array of progressive lessons to work through with on a range of levels. End quote. We are supporting Breast Screen Victoria to update the breast screening disability policy. Developing and testing of an online resource for disability services began in 2017 in partnership with Dental Health Services Victoria to support good oral health. This work will be completed in 2019. Two specialist teams were established to help people with high support needs to access specialist, community-based mental health assessment and treatment. Funding was provided to all 13 child and adolescent mental health services in Victoria to support children with dual disability or with severe disruptive disorders, as well as their families and caregivers. Vulnerable children and families. In the 2016 to 2017 state budget, $33.9 million over 2 years was allocated to develop an intensive early year support service. The service will draw on existing initiatives, Cradle to Kinder, Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, and Right at Home. The service will improve the integration of support, including earlier intervention for vulnerable and at-risk families, such as those with parents with disability. Parks access. Improvements at Victorian parks were made in 2016 to 2017 so people with disability can participate in more outdoor recreation activities. These include nature-based activities in an accessible junior ranger program at Wilson's Promontory National Park, construction of an accessible self-contained unit by Parks Victoria for visitors of all abilities at Tidal River, Wilson's Promontory National Park, accessible amenities at Arthur's Seat State Park that includes a changing places facility, new wheelchair-accessible gas barbecues installed at Cardinia Reservoir Park, trail rider chairs for walking trails in the Yarra Valley and the Dandenong Ranges National Park, escorted group walks for blind and vision-impaired visitors at Brimbank Park and the Rhododendron Gardens, carer activities held at Werribee Park and Albert Park in partnership with BrainLink, bush therapy programs for young people in the Alpine National Park in partnership with Mind Australia. A quote from Karen Fankhauser, Vice Chair, Mornington Peninsula All Abilities Consultative Committee. The inclusion of human diversity forms the foundation of our community. Disability is not rare. It can happen to any one of us. Having fully accessible amenities, such as those provided by Parks Victoria at Arthur's Seat, helps people with disabilities to fully participate in society. End quote. Sport and recreation. More than 50 organisations received funding through the Access for All Abilities component of the Supporting Victorian Sport and Recreation Program 2016 to 2019. In 2016 to 2017, the combined effort of funded organisations resulted in more than 295 coaches, instructors and volunteers trained to deliver inclusive sport opportunities, 215 programs involving more than 8,400 participants with disability. Cricket Victoria held the National Cricket Inclusion Championships for cricketers with disability involving 95 players. With Victorian government support, these championships will be hosted in Geelong for the next 3 years. Picture caption. Camp Manyang Universally Designed Ropes Course, a tourism, inclusive culture, mobility gold award winner at the 2017 International Association for Universal Design Awards. End caption. NDIS. The Victorian Government is supporting people with disability and their families who transition to the NDIS, providing $10 million in funding to deliver readiness activities. An intensive support team was established to help people with complex needs transition to the NDIS. A pilot project to identify and respond to Aboriginal people with disability began in 2017, and workshops were held for Aboriginal communities to understand the NDIS transition. Seed funding was provided to the Victorian Council of Social Services, VCOS, and RMIT University to establish the Future Social Service Institute, positioning Victoria to produce highly skilled support workers and carers. A quote from VCOS CEO Emma King. The Institute will engage in meaningful dialogue with social service organisations, existing support workers and care receivers, and partner with them to co-design the course curriculum. End quote. At the end of September 2017, 19,506 Victorians had transitioned to the NDIS. An estimated 105,324 Victorians will be NDIS participants by the time it is fully rolled out in July 2019. We worked closely to prepare participants, providers, and the workforce ahead of each transitioning area. This included a range of readiness sessions and the timely transfer of client information and knowledge. Readiness planning is underway across mainstream services to ensure they interface with the NDIS in a coordinated and streamlined way. Readiness planning will help create better connections between the NDIS and Victorian Government services, improving service delivery for NDIS participants, maximising the value of the NDIS for Victoria, and supporting the long-term sustainability of the scheme. Keeping our sector strong is Victoria's workforce plan for the NDIS. The plan is supported by a $26 million investment and comprises 9 workforce attraction, development, training and skills priorities, with the aim to grow and develop the NDIS workforce during transition to the full scheme. Project highlights for 2016 to 2017 include developing the supervision and delegation framework for allied health assistants and support workers in disability and accompanying pilot of the training program to assist allied health professionals to delegate tasks to disability workers. Beginning a longitudinal research project with the objective of understanding workforce experiences as they transition to the NDIS. An initial review of current disability-related training package qualifications to ensure they are fit for purpose for the NDIS environment. E-learning module, Communicating with People with Disability in a Healthcare Setting, is a collaborative development led by Wimmera Rural Access through the Building Inclusive Communities program. Launched in July 2017, the no-cost module addresses issues that hospitals can encounter when providing services to people with disability who may have additional communication needs. Better communication between hospital staff and patients with disability will achieve better health outcomes, improve the hospital experience for patients, and help hospitals meet their healthcare standards.